Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Welcome to Travel Talk, brought to you by the Travel Authority. I'm Bonnie Pintozzi, your host. It's a pleasure working at the Travel Authority, a truly great company that has been around since 1970. Our travel specialists are definitely the experts to go to create those unforgettable trips, because they understand you deserve every trip to be that great. The Travel Authority has three offices in the Louisville area and is also an American Express travel representative. Well, today we're going to focus on our wonderful travel consultants. I've asked three of our travel consultants from the, you know, Kentucky, Indiana area that are out there taking good care of all of our listeners to tell us a little bit more of what they're seeing going on in trends, what they're doing actually, and there's some specialties, things like that. As we get to know our client, which is the most important part of that first call, that first walk in, sitting down and meeting, I went out looking for our agents to really kind of tell you about themselves and to, let's put that personal touch on it all the way around. So I am so honored today to have Jill Young. She is a travel consultant at our Carmel office. She is amazing, and I'm going to let her tell you why. But at the same time, she is just so involved. She's, you know, we all try to specialize in areas, but we know pretty much most of the areas. And Jill is just, she's amazing. So good morning, Jill Young, and welcome to Travel Talk.
Good morning. Hi, Bonnie. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we are pleased that you are. And before we get into some of the trends and everything like that, there's something that's coming up that we want to make sure all of our listeners know about, and I'll let you talk about that Taste of the Chamber event that's happening.
So our office is going to be at the Taste of the Chamber event. It's next Thursday, January 19th. It's at the Ritz-Charles on Meridian Street in Carmel, and it's just an event where local businesses come out. We have a dual chamber here. It's the Fisher's Chamber of Commerce and the Carmel Chamber of Commerce, one zone that gets together, has local businesses come out. Everyone sets up tables, and they provide information, promotions. The restaurants provide food samples, and every table has a giveaway prize. This year, our giveaway prize is a voucher for $300 off a Delta Vacations package. So if you can make it to the event, it's from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and if you drop your business card in our fishbowl, you have a chance to win that voucher.
And you're going to be featuring Silver Seas Cruises as well.
Yeah, we have two co-sponsors for the event, Silver Sea Cruise Line and Delta Vacations. Delta Vacations, of course, provide the voucher for us for our prize.
And Silver Sea, which we've had the pleasure of interviewing on Travel Talk in the past, you know, it is that luxury, all-inclusive cruise line. It's kind of with that smaller ships that really are able to reach and dock at smaller points. It's an incredible experience to be on the Silver Sea. And I know that once you go on Silver Sea, it's going to be hard not to go back on a Silver Sea cruise. Right, Jill?
Many cruise lines, it's really common for them to have ships that have anywhere between 2,000 to over 6,000 passengers on some of the mega ships. Silver Seas has five ships in their, so they have two departments. They have the cruises and then the expeditions. The cruises are all over the world, and the expeditions go to places like the Arctic, Antarctica, the Galapagos. But the actual, the cruise department of their company has five ships that are anywhere between 296 passengers to 540 passengers.
Something that's kind of interesting in our industry, right, Jill, is wave season. And that has kicked off with unbelievable amount of deals, value added. The cruise lines really release a lot of the promotions at this time. So it's kind of that cruise vacation top of mind during winter. So that has officially kicked off, correct?
Yeah, so wave season is between January and March. And it's time of year when cruise lines are offering some of their best deals. Silver Seas promotion this year is if you book and pay in full by February 28th, you can save 10% off of select 2017 and 2018 voyages.
And it is pretty much almost every cruise line when we look at it. I mean, from Royal Caribbean to Silver Seas to, you know, Oceania, Crystal, Seabourn, all these different cruises that you hear about and you probably have looked into or possibly are thinking about doing it. So this is the time to go into all of our travel authority offices. You know, we have so many in the Kentucky, Indiana area, and these are the people that make it happen. I don't want to get crazed on this one, Jill, but I keep saying this. The heart and soul of what we do as travel consultants is our front line. Travel consultants. It's not just how I'm reading up on something. We have highly trained. We have people that are so passionate because we've said this over and over on our show. We have that opportunity to meet one time, but we hope because we were able to wow you, we're able to really get you to understand that we really care, that you'll come back multiple times. And we have watched generations, that's what's fun about this, come back into our travel consultants because their parents started, and then they start traveling with their parents as children. Now they have children. And Jill, are you seeing a lot of multi-generational travel going on?
Yeah, actually, and there are resorts and cruise lines that have kind of followed that trend too, to cater to that, you know, that increasing trend. Trying to think now, resorts is one where like they specifically focus on getting travel from families where, you know, the grandparents are coming, the parents are coming, kids and maybe grandkids, and other, you know, cruise lines are trying to bring, you know, attract that business too, because it is you're seeing that more and more today, families traveling together.
And that's great because you can kind of go together. You can have multi opportunities to do different things. So you don't have to do everything at the same time, but there's something for everyone. And what a time to get close. What a time to really enjoy. So let's talk about, I know that you are very well versed in most generations, but really a lot of European travel.
Yeah, Europe is what I really focused my specialty on in college. And then since joining the Travel Authority, just, you know, trying to do specialist programs, which are put on by the countries themselves in most cases, and also trying to study programs put out by different tour operators that their specialty products in Europe. It's just a part of the world that's always interested me, and I feel like you could study it for, you know, your lifetime and still just scratch the surface of what there is to know as far as history and culture, and Europe is a destination that has such diversity, so, I don't know, so much to see and explore. You can visit different regions and get a completely different experience from each other.
You're a global concierge. I love that because when you're looking at so many, there's so many choices in our industry. So as you start to make these travel destinations around the globe, you're talking about cruises, you're talking about tour packages, all these accommodations ranging from hostels to all-inclusive resorts, customized itineraries where you choose, you, our listener, choose what you want to do, and up-to-the-minute details. I mean, we are constantly being updated every single day by airlines, cruise companies, tour companies, you name it, to make sure that we are as up-to-date as we possibly can be so that when our listener walks into the door or calls our office, it's not about us. It's about them. Just let us know what's going on and, you know, come on out to the Taste of Chamber, the local business set up there. Meet Jill, you know, look more into some of the Delta vacations. You know, you can, you know, it's Caribbean, Hawaii, Europe, all of those destinations. And they have so many opportunities. I know when we bundle airfare, and that's really when we were able to look at a Delta vacation, and because there's maybe an unpublished airfare coupled along with, you know, hotel stays, tour, you know, car rentals, things like that, you can save more than trying to put together, okay, I want to talk to you about air. Oh, by the way, because we're going to ask you when you come in for, let's say, an airline ticket, we're always going to ask you, do you need a hotel? Do you need a car? Do you need to take out travel insurance? And Jill, more and more in 2016, I think it was the year that the industry says is the year of confidence. That year is where everyone who was thinking about traveling maybe to a destination, a little leery perhaps and whatever's happened, they felt more comfortable and more confident when they were able to work with travel consultants like you and others at the Travel Authority. That's what we kept hearing, because we make sure that all those details are taken care of. We make sure that, you know, we've got some great identity theft insurance policies. We've got so much to offer. But you wouldn't know that if you started to go out on the internet and try to figure and piece all this together, right?
And we do have really good travel insurance options that mm-hmm. provide things like, you know, in the rare event that something crazy happens, you have emergency evacuation insurance, you have emergency medical insurance. So when you go, if you're, you know, nervous at all about a trip, you can go with peace of mind knowing that if something did happen, you have that protection. You have not just the monetary protection, but, you know, through some of our insurance companies, you really do have a 24/7 team of experts who can work and get you out of a bad situation.
Before we run out of time, I just want to make sure that we remind our listeners about the Taste of the Chamber. But there's a voucher for $300 off a Delta vacation package to anywhere in the world. So let's talk about where they go and why Delta Vacations.
Delta Vacations is one of our office's most preferred tour operators because they really have excellent customer service. So why Delta is, you know, if something happens and you miss a connection or you arrive at your hotel and your room category isn't right or there's some other issue, you know, you call me or we call Delta directly and their agents will respond right away and they'll do whatever they need to do to correct the situation. They really do care. And my personal experience with Delta agents is that, you know, they want to fix the problem as quickly as possible. So, and Delta flies all over the world. We use them a lot for the Caribbean. Hawaii is also a great destination for Delta vacations, and Europe as well as Canada, actually. But the great thing about their packages, you can combine air, hotel, transfers between the airport and your hotel, or a car rental, tours and activities. You can bundle all that together, and by bundling it, it saves money.
And Jill, you came back. You just got. We have a program within our company. It's called Just Got Back, and you did just get back from a trip to Puerto Rico with Delta Vacations, correct?
Yeah. So I got to experience their in-destination vendors that they use for instance, their excursions. I got to go on excursions in Puerto Rico to the rainforest, to the Spanish Fort in Old San Juan. And then I also, you know, we use their in-destination transfer companies to get back and forth from the different hotels that we visited, back and forth from the airport. And they really use some of the best companies in the area to get you to where you want to go and to take you on tours with local experts.
And Jill, we always recommend now, you know, you can actually you could start your cruise to the Southern Caribbean out of Puerto Rico. But we also recommend that if going in or doing that pre-cruise type of thing, we can put that with whatever cruise you decide to do using a Delta vacation. And it really has the value added, the economies and everything like that with it. Have you found that to be pretty popular?
Yes, I have. If you want to do an excursion prior to your cruise, we can book that to Delta Vacations. And I really do recommend it in Puerto Rico, especially Old San Juan has Spanish colonial architecture that is definitely worth seeing, the Spanish forts. And, of course, they have, so Puerto Rico, of course, is part of the United States, and their El Yunque rainforest is the only rainforest in the U.S. that we have in our, you know, in our country. So, and it's definitely a unique place to visit if you can make it out there.
And see, if you were looking on your own, you probably would miss something like that. And that's that. There's so many, you know, wonderful tips, ideas, and everything. And our travel consultants get opportunities from time to time to go actually on site and see some of the newest things, really experience. And as you said, experience, you know, the different companies that are doing the excursions, the hotels, whatever be the case. So, Jill, that information is valuable. So before we end, I just want to say thank you, Jill Young, travel consultant at the Carmel office of the Travel Authority. Please remember when you're traveling to give Jill a call. We're focusing on our wonderful and our unbelievable travel consultants because, as I said before, they are the heart and soul to what goes on in any travel management company. So give her a call. Let us know if we can help you. And stop on out to the Taste of the Chamber on the 19th, because you'll get that opportunity to meet Jill firsthand. So again, Jill, thank you so much for taking the time. I know it's the busiest season right now, but we really appreciate you being on Travel Talk.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Want to see the world? Call us, the Travel Authority. Our destination specialists will plan your cruises, tours, and all-inclusive vacations anywhere in the world. Receive VIP status by association at the world's leading resorts across the globe. You'll be wowed at the level of service and added benefits and amenities, amenities that you simply can't get by booking online, such as preferred rate, a complimentary room upgrade, spa, and resort credits. Visit thetravelauthority.com or visit one of our three locations. Call 502-292-4763 for more information.
It all happened so fast.
It felt like our lives had been ripped apart.
Over 13 million people were victims of identity theft in 2015. Luckily, help is just a phone call away to Altor. Iris Identity Protection offers proactive identity monitoring to the deepest corners of the internet.
I wish we had a way of turning back the clock.
Credit monitoring, timely email alerts, and $1 million in identity theft insurance. Iris Identity Protection through Altor. Peace of mind when you travel, peace of mind when you're home.
As we continue a focus on our incredible travel consultants at the Travel Authority, our next guest is Beth Ann Harrison Brown. She is the assistant manager at the Travel Authority in our Carmel office. Very uniquely, she has some specialties here. She is not only a leisure travel consultant, she is a corporate agent consultant. Welcome, Beth Ann Harrison Brown, to Travel Talk.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, Beth Ann, that uniqueness being a corporate or a leisure agent, can you just kind of make this simple for our listeners to understand what that may mean?
The most important part is my flight and airfare and schedule experience, know-how, the tricks of the trade, experience on the corporate end, because that also rotates and merges into the leisure end. That way, you know, when I've got a family who's looking at going to, you know, XYD destination, I kind of have to begin with, I got to get you there. And I got to get you there with the least amount and best schedule, with also taking consideration airfare-wise, too. So with the being able to walk on both sides and being very, very intimate with the nuances of airfares and different what airlines are doing what, connecting through what, and the airfares are involved, that definitely flows onto the leisure end. So I use both tools interchangeably.
So let's move on to a wonderful destination. It kind of makes us all smile. It is the uniqueness of a Disney vacation. So Beth Ann, tell me how you view the Disney vacations of today versus when we all way back, and I was down the first year Disney opened, so that goes way back. But how unique are they today?
Wow, you know, Disney has grown, there's no question. Mm-hmm. But the days of just kind of showing up to your resort and having your little ticket or your little credit card that's got all your passes on it are long gone. They have gone very, very interactive and intimate. Where each traveler can go onto Disney's website and create their own unique My Disney experience. And the end product of that is fabulous, but the process of getting all of that scheduled and worked out and planned so you don't miss anything can be a little confusing at times. So I invite my clients who are extremely tech savvy, have at it. You know, I've linked your reservation to your My Disney experience, and it's totally at the privacy of their own home, you know, planning their dining, planning their fast passes, you know, that kind of thing, their experiences, or I have no problem assisting in that as well. So when they get there, it's seamless. It's not, and they're not disappointed because they missed out on something because they didn't make that reservation or they didn't know to make that reservation, that kind of thing. It is a really unique item, an experience, but it can be a little thing to take care of.
Mm-hmm. And that's where our value, that's where some our passion is too, to make sure that, you know, you don't go, you're not all excited to go to Disney and then have to worry about some of the details. We make not only the dreams come true, but we also make it something that you just take all that out of it. It's
exactly. We want it to be definitely the most magical place, you know, on the earth. But if there are some times, and if things are just not exactly set in motion prior, that experience can be a little different when they get there. So.
Right. So they come in, they make a reservation. We've got the reservation numbers, everything like that. And like you said, if you're a techie and you just want to go for it, go for it. But sometimes those tech people come back and say, wait a minute, I thought, well, it got to this point. Can you help me? And that's where
absolutely
we do. Yeah. And we're happy to do that. That's part of what we do.
Exactly. We work with our clients in tandem. It is a partnership. It is a relationship that you're building with any reservation. But you work together and get that accomplished. Absolutely.
And Bethann, I don't know about you, but in our office, we saw so many people coming in and purchasing surprise gifts for the holidays. The parents were coming in, or the father or mother came in and said, we're going to surprise our children with this. Oh, by the way, we're also going to surprise our parents because we're going to do this as a multi-generational trip to the happiest place in
Absolutely.
The world. And you just see the excitement, or they come into your office and they have the children with them, and it's not a surprise, but they're part of the planning, and you see the excitement, and you kind of look at the smiles. It is one of those destinations that we do, and specializing in that and making sure you know all the details makes that experience even more.
Absolutely. And then, you know, a lot of times, you know, I have a social media page, and then that I invite and request my clients to be on my professional, you know, social media page. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to see when I post, you know, we're here, you know, standing in front of the castle or whatever and having a wonderful time. And they do share those moments.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's important. That really is, because, you know, it's a passion for us and it's exciting. Now, you have another unique idea and destination. How about Hawaii? What would we expect today from a Hawaiian vacation?
Oh, my goodness. Hawaii is fabulous. For the Midwest market, I do have to say it's a choice, because the timing involved to get to from Midwest to Hawaii, you know, is it 8 hours to Hawaii or is it 8 hours to Europe? You know, I get that. Totally two different destinations. So that is part of the conversation. But when you get there, I mean, where else could you be that where every single island is completely different? There's not one that's not the same. And where can you see an active volcano? And recently she's been really active.
Yes, she has.
So it depends on how close you want to get. But Hawaii is unbelievable, from the nature and the flora and the fauna and the weather, from hiking and biking to, you know, Kauai only having the only island that has navigable rivers where you can kayak. You know, kind of thing, or see, you know, this, depending on the year you go, time of year you go, you know, the whales, you know, if this is going in right now into peak Hawaii season for the whale season, January and February. Mm-hmm. So Hawaii is unbelievable. My favorite combination, personally, is I love Oahu, a couple nights in Oahu. I love Waikiki. It is definitely a metropolitan beach with beautiful. I'm seeing a metropolitan city with a beautiful Waikiki, a beach coastline.
Mm-hmm.
I like the nightlife. I like the restaurants that are there, that choice, but a beautiful, beautiful beach as well. But if you wanted to get away from the city, you could definitely go on the North Shore. You could definitely go on to other parts, and it's very navigable as well. You also can't miss Pearl Harbor.
No.
It's just an unbelievable experience. So my favorite combination is staying a couple nights in Honolulu, seeing Pearl Harbor, maybe seeing the shopping, some of the nightlife, and then I pop you over to Maui and stay in the Kaanapali area. It's just, there's just so much you can do, or you can just sit there at the beach and not do any of it and just look at that ocean and enjoy the scenery. So those two are my favorite combinations as far as Hawaii goes.
Now, Beth Ann, when someone walks in and they want to know, this is a question obviously we all get, if I'm going to Hawaii, how many days do you suggest I stay? And I have a feeling I kind of know how you qualify, but let's answer that one.
Well,
how's that sound?
it's a bit, I don't try to discourage anybody from, mm-hmm. If you've only got 5 days, you've only got 5 days.
Right.
I try to educate them a little bit and say maybe this time around your best value is not spent doing five nights in Hawaii. The reason being, one, it takes so long to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, all the flights coming back from Hawaii to the mainland are mainly evening red-eye flights. So you're not going to be leaving Hawaiian Islands until, say 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, not getting you home, home being the Midwest area, because this is where we are, to, the next day being, 7, 8, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of educate them a little bit. My recommendation, bare minimum, is 7 nights, and
right.
That's still really cutting it short. If they can do 10, 12, 14, even better. But with vacation times and kids maybe being shuttled to grandma and papa's for the week, 10, 12 might be a little bit of a challenge. So we can do it. It's not my recommendation for anything shorter than 7, but so the bare minimum will be 7 nights.
Right, and I agree with you on that one. But there's also another way to see the islands by cruise ship, correct?
There is. Yes, there is. Mm-hmm. Yes, there is. That's another really unique way of doing it, too. I still highly recommend flying into Honolulu a day early prior to the cruise ship leaving. Norwegian Cruise Line currently has the itinerary leaving for Honolulu. You circumnavigate the islands, and then you end back in Honolulu. It will overnight in Maui in most itineraries and Kauai. So the ship is a floating hotel. You stay once, you unpack once. You're in the islands for the day, experience it, you get back on, and then you have all the luxury and amenities that the cruise ship has to offer while you're sailing from island to island.
So you can have Hawaii your way, basically.
Whatever. You could, yeah.
You definitely can do that. And it is on so many lists of where I want to travel in the world type of thing, and I hear that all the time from so many people who have those lists. I've had the pleasure of also being over there, and I've done it both ways as well. And I'll never forget going past a very active lava flow when we were on the cruise ship at night in the pitch black, and the ship turned down all the lights, and we basically sat out there and watched a flow of lava that was spectacular. It's one of those wow moments.
Definitely one of those wow moments. And the great thing also about Hawaii is it doesn't ever seem to leave your top bucket list.
Right.
Because once you do go once, you might do one island or two combinations mm-hmm. of the island, and then when you go again, you want to do the other ones. You want to do Kauai or the Big Island, that kind of thing, however you did it. So it does seem to be that, in my experience, that even though it's on the list and you may have done it, it remains to stay on the list. They go back.
They certainly do go back.
Yes.
And Beth Ann, part of this also is we've seen so many different experiences that have been going on this year in 2016, but 2017 is just, the business, it's busy. The industry is abuzz and having fun, and they're really, there's so much more planning that's going farther out. We saw this in the fourth quarter as it was ending in 2016 that, a lot of the cruise lines, tour companies and everything were really offering some great opportunities, value-added pricing, 2016 prices for 2017. That's
absolutely
all the things we keep up on as that
yeah.
our front line.
Absolutely.
And I'm listening to you, and I didn't know you, or I wasn't in the travel industry. Your passion, your excitement, just describing what you're looking at is, why wouldn't you go in and talk or call Beth Ann, honestly,
right.
or any of our travel consultants? But I'm listening to you going, if I'd want to do this with you.
Well, I appreciate that. It does help that I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it. I've tasted it, and it does help. Not saying that I don't have the same passion for the destinations that I haven't been to, but it does help a little bit when you have been there, seen it, tasted it, bended it, the whole shebang. I've been very fortunate to have been there 5 times, so, and hope to go back again.
Yes. Beth Ann, are you seeing any trends? Are you seeing any destinations that, maybe a year or two ago, people weren't even thinking of, that now that you're
yeah.
working?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Absolutely. And in 2015, particularly 16, was a hard year for, on many fronts,
mm-hmm.
on what was going on in the world, what was going on here with the election, and that kind of thing. So we're definitely seeing the uptick in travel. Now things are kind of hopefully settling back down. River cruising, obviously, has been for many years, or several years, and it's still continuing to grow and grow and grow. So that's extremely popular. What we've also seen in the last, I would say, year is an uptick in ocean cruising,
mm-hmm.
And the Caribbean cruising. The cruise line industry took a little bit of hit a couple years ago, and they're coming back from that. So we're seeing clients definitely going on more cruising, especially with the newer ships that are coming out, both big and small. Some people, it's either a love or you hate. You love the Goliath ships, or nope, you want the smaller ships. So that's also a unique. What we also saw this year, or last year, and I think it's going to continue, is people staying locally. It helped this last year that the National Park System celebrated their 100th anniversary, but a lot of people are doing the U.S. National Parks.
Mm-hmm. And they're not going anywhere.
I'll stick with that.
Yeah, so if you didn't do it last year, they're not going anywhere, so you can have that experience this year.
Yes, exactly. True. So you've got, unfortunately, with the fire that happened in Gatlinburg in the Smoky National Park, they're going to rebound from that, but you've got that a little closer to home. But, all the parks that are out west, up the East Coast as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a whole plethora of options where you definitely will feel like you are, away in a different, true vacation with mm-hmm. not leaving the United States. So.
You bet. Well, my goodness, Beth Ann, this went quickly. It really did.
The only other two things that I would want to say that I would have to probably kind of put out there is passports.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that, and because of the Western Hemisphere, rules and stuff like that, 2007 was the year that the federal government mandated that we have to have passports.
Mm-hmm.
So the U.S. Department of State has definitely seen an uptick in last year, and they will continue this year because a lot of the passports are expiring in 2017 because they're good for 10 years. So, and plus the first quarter, they always see an uptick because people want to go on, get me out of here, I want to go someplace warm.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, right now, cruises is not required to have a passport. All you have to have is a certified copy of your birth certificate and your photo ID. That is required. However, it is extremely, extremely recommended, even though you're going on a cruise, to have a passport. And this is the reason why. Let's just say you're on a fabulous cruise and you're in Cozumel, Mexico. You get that emergency text, that emergency phone call, something's happened, you've got to get back home. You cannot fly back in the United States without a passport. So if something happens, you leave by that ship, you come back by that ship if you do not have a passport.
And speaking of that travel insurance, we are always, talking with our clients, get that travel insurance. Make sure you have the coverage that's going to prepare you for the what if.
Travel insurance across the board is absolutely fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
However, travel insurance across the board are not always the same.
Right.
So not only you want to, whatever travel insurance you're looking at, you need to make sure what it includes, but most importantly, what does it not include? If this happens, is that going to cover me? Does it have the appropriate amount of medical expenses? Does it have emergency and medical evacuation? And what does that mean? What is the dollar value to that? And if I'm injured, does it get me just to the closest hospital, or does it get me a hospital of my choice?
Mm-hmm.
That's totally different. You don't want to, heaven forbid you're in Rome and you fall on the Spanish Steps and, you don't want your, hip replacement in Rome Regional. You want to fly. As long as your life is not life-threatening, some insurance plans will cover you to fly back to the hospital of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's something that you just need to have that conversation with all of our fabulous travel counselors and make sure what it covers and what it does not cover.
Wow, Beth Ann, did you take a breath yet? Amazing.
I can go on and on.
Well, we're going to have you back, no doubt about that. But again, I just want to thank you, Beth Ann Harrison Brown. You have given us some wonderful information. You have shared your passion. All we need to do is, any of our listeners out there, just go see Beth Ann. Honestly, give her a call. Let her know you're thinking about this. And after listening to this show and Beth Ann, I can't even imagine how much more fun it'll be to actually be working with Beth Ann. Thanks again, Beth Ann, for being on Travel
Thank
Talk.
You.
I could have sold the places you've been to, the things that you've shown us, the stories you tell. I could have sold.
Want to see the world? Call us, the Travel Authority. Our destination specialists will plan your cruises, tours, and all-inclusive vacations anywhere in the world. Receive VIP status by association at the world's leading resorts across the globe. You'll be wowed at the level of service and added benefits and amenities, amenities that you simply can't get by booking online, such as preferred rate, a complimentary room upgrade, spa, and resort credits. Visit thetravelauthority.com or visit one of our three locations. Call 502-292-4763 for more information.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye.
Our next travel consultant from the Travel Authority is based in our Eastgate office in Louisville. And so we have had the pleasure of interviewing Ruth Ann Hale before. She's manager of leisure. And I would take about a half hour to read all the different certifications, all the different things she has done. So instead of spending a half hour doing that, I'm just going to bring on Ruth Ann to talk about something that she has been working quite a bit on and passionate about. And we'll go off on so many different trends, whatever it happens. So Ruth Ann, thank you for joining us again on Travel Talk.
Oh, hi, Bonnie. Thank you.
Recently, you've got a lot of passion going on. You've been talking about groups, right?
I have, yes. I have, you know, lots of years of experience. I've been on over 50 cruises over the years, and most of those have been escorting groups. So groups is what I know, what I like. I think it is a great way to travel, especially on a cruise, because mm-hmm. you have everyone contained, so to speak, but yet everybody can do their own thing.
So Ruth Ann,
excuse me,
I'm sorry. So Ruth Ann, I'm out here listening and I say to myself, well, what makes up a group? So
Okay. That's just what I was going to say. What makes up a group is your family, your church group, your class reunion, your best girlfriends, you know, your all the couple friends you have. Everybody is a group. You can have a few from your church. You can have a few from your class reunion to make a group. 16 is the magic number on a cruise. If you have 8 cabins, the 16th person goes free. What I think is the best way to make up a group, you need a Pied Piper. So we all could be a Pied Piper. And that's all you have to do. The rest you leave up to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I do all the work. I do all the bookings. A group, again, when you have everyone on a cruise ship, you can get together at night for dinner, but yet during the day you can do your own thing, do your shore excursions, come back in the evening and share so everybody could do what you did the next day.
Mm-hmm. And making up the different things, whether you're liking adventure travel, whether you like you know, a culinary experience.
Of course. All the cruise ships now are trying to outdo each other is my thought on the culinary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Celebrity has a great chef. Michael Rue is in charge of all of their restaurants and everything. Celebrity does a great job. I was just on Royal Caribbean Harmony of the Seas. They had like 16 different restaurants, every type of cuisine that you could ask for. I thought it was fabulous. Everybody's trying to outdo each other in that regard.
Well, I've read recently, and I kind of think this is true, so I'll like your take on it, is that there are two kinds of a cruise client when it comes to the culinary, the cruiser and the cruise traveler. The first is someone who takes the cruise for the cruise and wants to feel really immersed. This person wants an onboard experience of a cooking class or some sort of menus that are out there. With some, maybe different types, you know, of food that they normally would not have. But the second is the cruise traveler who wants that experience off the ship too, or, you know, brought onto the ship, like shopping with a chef at a local market. This cruiser really doesn't want to cook. They just want to eat.
Exactly. And I think that's what everybody wants to do when they go on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, those are all the new options they have now. And again, you can go and do those shore excursions during the day and come back in the evening and share again with all of your fellow cruisers in your group when you have a cocktail party that's included in your group. Yes, I think everybody is trying to do something different, so the culinary experience is one way to expand that horizon.
And as you look towards 2017, I'm seeing a lot of articles that are talking about this is a really exciting year for river cruising, and I'm sure you've been on a river cruise. There's no doubt.
Oh, yes.
And why?
They are so popular.
Mm-hmm.
I think because it's not the big ship experience. You know, most of the cruise lines that do the Caribbean, again, they're trying to outdo each other and see how big they can be. Like that Harmony of the Seas is 226,000 tons. I mean, is that just the most incredible thing ever?
And we just realized we were both on it at the same time and never knew that.
Never saw each other. Oh, that's so funny.
It is funny.
But the river cruising is a small ship, more, serene kind of experience.
Mm-hmm.
When you do all those, rivers over in Europe and you tie up in a small little port and you're able to walk right off the ship and go to some lovely, lovely restaurant. Usually those ships only have one restaurant on board. So, yes, in Europe on the river cruises, everybody wants to experience that onshore culinary experience different countries.
And no matter how, the size of the ships, because they are small, you can easily do a group on there, correct?
Oh, my gosh, it is the best, yes. And you are really in control of your group at that point. And I don't mean control them, but, it's really intimate. You can all go places together. You can all dine together. And I think those kinds of groups are, really work really well for families and really close friends.
Because you're sharing some of your common goals together. You're sharing some of your likes, everything like that. And
exactly.
It is intimate. It's amazing. And you're getting up close and personal, not only with the destination, like you said, but I mean, everybody knows your name by the time you're on a river cruise because they are.
Oh, yes, yes. Within the first day, everybody knows
exactly.
Your name. So, yes, it's a beautiful experience. And the ships are just incredible.
Now, Ruthanne, you have been in the travel industry for quite a while. And
yes.
When someone says, why would I, are travel agents still around? Well, we can both say very much so. In fact, there's more of a trend to go back to the travel agency community than there's ever been.
Absolutely.
But the reasons, it's not just, we know that buying travel is really a unique purchase. But you're buying both a product and a service. And that is an important part of this because everyone can look on a website and say, oh, look at that, look, the product. What is that? But you need to have someone like yourself and the other agents at the Travel Authority who really know that word of service. They know the service. They're passionate about it. They, I know you because, we have talked quite a bit. And
mm-hmm.
You can't get that just going online and doing that. You can't get that because you're going to lose out on something. You're not going to have the value of the knowledge, the value of what we have at the Travel Authority, too. So many things go into our different products and that we offer that you're not going to find
Absolutely.
Just sitting out there. But you won't get a person like you who's
right.
going to take it and make it an incredible experience.
Well, that and my expertise,
mm-hmm.
that's what we're selling,
mm-hmm.
I think, mostly. Yes, people can go online and buy an airline ticket or even buy a tour if they want to, but do they really know what they're doing or where they're actually going? And is it going to be there when they get there? But I've been there, or one of my agents,
mm-hmm.
somebody has been there if I haven't. We have expertise, and that's what I feel all of us at the Travel Authority are selling right now. Expertise.
And Ruth Ann, how do you make sense of all the multitude of offers from cruise lines, airlines, and hotels if you're not doing what we do every single day? Because
exactly.
We get a lot of them too, but we're able to process. We're able to understand because we take that trained, critical look at each piece in your trip puzzle. I call it that because you come in and you're listening to this and go, well, I think I want this or whatever. And it is a bit of a puzzle sometimes. We know how to look at that puzzle and put that together because that's our role. That's our passion. That's what we do. And like you said, it's your expertise. It's amazing.
And people challenge us every single day with mm-hmm. the internet. And mm-hmm. I think the internet is a real benefit in some aspects because I can say you should go to Jamaica and go to Couples in a Grill. Well, no one knows Couples in a Grill. Go online, pull up Couples mm-hmm. in a Grill. Look at that beautiful resort, small resort right on that beautiful 7 Mile Beach. And that's where you should go. I've been there. I send people there all the time. Have you ever heard of Couples in a Grill? Mm-hmm. So they can go online and look at it, look at the reviews, call me. Ruth Ann, that was the best suggestion. I want to go to Couples in a Grill.
Right.
That's just an example.
It's an information piece. I mean,
it's
a qualifier in a sense. Over the years, you know, we've watched it become that type of tool. And yes, I mean, there are listeners out there going, well, I can take care of that myself. I've been doing that, whatever. Sure, you can. But are you really sure you're getting that best value? Are you really sure that if something happens, somebody's out there as your advocate? We have your back. And we're going to talk about the fact that it's not just we're putting this together and you go off and, you know, we want to make you that client of ours for life. That's our role and your generations to follow and all that. It's we take it personally. We take it
Absolutely.
Personally, and that's the way we are. And that's our job, and that's our role. And I know the job and the great job you do. So where are you seeing, you've got cruises, you've got the groups, you know how to put them together. You know, if you just listen, you just listed all the different ways you can put a group together. That's a
right.
simple thing. What are you seeing from a trend standpoint? Are you seeing destinations emerging that now, because we saw a strong 2016 end in the fourth quarter to travel uptake, like you said, and elections over, everything. And we are seeing an incredible 2017 right out of the gate. Are you seeing anything different? Are people asking for different destinations?
Well, a little bit, but, you know, it has just been crazy, you know, since day one of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the old days, and I am excited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a lot of Europe. We didn't do as much Europe last year, FITs especially.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm excited that people want to go to Europe. So I don't think there's really any real trend. People have been wanting to do that. A lot of cruises.
Mm-hmm.
Are already this year people are wanting to do. And, you know, the Caribbean's always there.
Right.
People always want to go to the Caribbean. And spring break, I don't know. In Louisville, it's really a big, big thing for
mm-hmm.
spring break. You know, I have a big group for spring break this year. So, you know, Cancun is crazy with spring breakers.
Yes, it is.
But mm-hmm. I think it's just going to be one of those years that everybody's just, you know, tired. The election, all this other stuff. Let's travel. We can't worry about it. Let's go.
We can't control that. We can just be aware of where we are.
Exactly.
We can make sure that we take and we have all the wonderful guidance and everything that yourself and agents at the Travel Authority do. We're resilient people. We don't want the things to stop us, and it's not stopping us. You know, and there's so many things that we, you know, in addition to the actual destination, making sure we get everything that you want to do, because it isn't what we want, it's what our listener, our traveler wants. But we
Exactly.
also make sure that we are really counseling on We've got great travel insurance, okay? But you want to take out the right insurance. You want to make sure, you know, and you do that with clients. We have identity theft protection. You know, that's rampant, you know, all over the place.
Oh, it is.
It's not just when you travel, but it's really interesting to find out how people can steal your identity when you travel. It's unbelievable. But we have that. We have that. And and you can take out the policy. So it's not just covering you when you travel one time. It's out there to help you. And it's incredible insurance. So, and our travel consultants are trained in that. So we're going to make sure that we're asking. Foreign currency. Ruth Ann, you know what we do with that. I mean, we are amazing in foreign currency. We have our own division to do that.
Yep. And we are a one-stop shop.
It is. It's you know, somebody will say, well, it sounds like an all-inclusive. Yeah, we are all-inclusive. We're all-inclusive of what we offer. We're all-inclusive of what we feel about making those reservations and taking good care of our clients. And that's who you want taking care of you. If you're listening
exactly
to this show,
right.
this is a Ruth Ann Hale. We interviewed, you know, Jill Young and Beth Ann. You know, we just had some fun today on our shows because it's important that as we get to know you as our client, you get to know us. Travel authority offices are amazing. Our travel consultants, we're just so proud. And you are the heart and soul of travel, the travel company. That it is all about our front line, and we thank you sincerely for doing this.
Yes, well, thank you, Bonnie, and all those listeners out there. Let's travel.
You
let's
bet.
Go on a trip.
You bet. All right. Thanks again, Ruth Ann, for joining us
thank
on Travel
you,
Talk.
Aruba,
listen each week to Talk Radio 1080 from 10 a.m. to 11. Travel Talk brought to you by the Travel Authority and Outdoor Company.
There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand. Tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby. Our chemistry. Bye.